I'm pleased to welcome Kanik Kanakeswaran back to Around Cincinnati. Kanik has a passion for bringing the sacred music of his native India to us and blending it with Western traditions of a choir and chamber music. He's an award-winning composer, music educator, and scholar whose work has been performed in various parts of the world. He's the recipient of the prestigious McKnight Fellowship and the Ohio Heritage Fellowship, and is a pioneer of the Indian American choral movement. In collaboration with the Cincinnati Arts Association and more than 200 performers from 5 award-winning choirs, Kanik will present Shanti, A Journey of Peace, on Saturday, April 5th at 8 p.m. in the Procter & Gamble Hall at the Aronoff. Kanik, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Barbara.
So good to see you. I would like for you to start by giving us just a basic introduction to Indian music. And you and I have talked about this before. You've told me about the ragas, which are at the heart of the music. And I said to you earlier, before we went on the air, I read a description of ragas as the act of coloring the mind. Mm-hmm. I just love that poetic expression. But tell us what ragas are in your life and your music.
I can teach ragas for a few semesters and still not get done with it. But to put it very briefly, ragas are an essential, are at the core of Indian music. Indian music is based on ragas. Raga is a melodic idea that describes the relationship between the various notes that are to be performed. You improvise upon a raga. You compose using a raga. And ragas convey moods and expressions. And ragas are tied to the times of the day as well as the seasons of the year and much more. So ragas are the essence of Indian music.
Let's talk then next about Shanti, A Journey of Peace. This is the 10th anniversary of this presentation. And one of the things that I always appreciate when I talk to you is that you have this holistic vision of music. So tell us, if you would, about the philosophy that's the foundation of Shanti and of this performance.
Shanti is a grand multimedia musical theater production that is performed by a choir of about 150 people with singers from the Greater Cincinnati Indian Community Choir, along with singers from many other award-winning choirs in the Cincinnati area. The music score is accompanied by a chamber orchestra along with an Indian instrumental ensemble. And the whole thing is choreographed to multi-genre dance from all over India, a lot of multimedia images and powerful images. And above all, it is a grand narrative on 5,000 years of Indian cultural history, celebrating the message of universal peace, which is common to one and all. It is a message that everyone can relate to, all of humanity can relate to.
I love that idea that music is so wonderful in itself, but there's this whole basis for this particular performance that you've created.
The word Shanti means peace, and this production brings to life ancient verses that are rooted in the idea of interconnectedness of all of life and the idea of universal peace.
Tell us what the music of Shanti is like.
The music of Shanti is essentially based on Indian ragas performed by an Indian community choir, a large Indian community choir, and the music, this essential core is cloaked in layers of choral polyphony, and it is further dressed with layers with Western and Indian orchestral accompaniment, and the whole thing is accompanied by visuals and dances from all over India.
I think you must be magical to have all of those things happening at once and blend together.
But actually, there's a lot of unrelated things, but they relate together in a very special way. And we've seen this happen over and over again in every single performance of Shanti over the last 10 years.
Well, and what I'm complimenting is your ability to do it, to be the person, the maestro who brings it all together. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Barbara.
What choirs will be participating in this program?
The Greater Cincinnati Indian Community Choir, along with the singers from the Martin Luther King Coalition Chorale, singers from the YPCC Young Professionals Choral Collective, singers from Muse, and from Mount Washington Presbyterian Church. So the magical thing about the whole thing is that these groups have been working together, total strangers, but working together, making music and working towards a common goal of celebration of life.
Tell me if you would, I know you've been in this country for some years now.
Yes.
But when did it come to you, when did it start in your life to blend the music from these, it was probably more than two cultures, but certainly the main culture is your native Indian culture and Western culture. How did that come about in your life? Because I know it's a passion for you.
See, Indian music is all about individual self-expression. There's no idea of arranged music or functional harmony in Indian music at all. So when I started writing music, I was fascinated with what I experienced here in the Cincinnati music scene, and I felt compelled to create something that combined ideas of ragas along with musical arrangements featuring many parts. So eventually that led to my creating a choral repertoire. And in 2004, I created this work called Shanti, which would bring voices from Indian choirs together with regular SATB choirs and create a totally new sound.
I know that there's, for you, something very special about this happening in Cincinnati. So tell us about that piece of it also.
Cincinnati is a city that sings. And it's no coincidence that the World Choir Games came to Cincinnati. So again, I think it's no coincidence that it is the art climate in Cincinnati and the city that sings that has been a catalyst for this kind of a thought leadership to happen, where Cincinnati has seen something that no other city in the U.S. has seen. That is, two unrelated musical traditions coming together in a manner that they can relate to each other and celebrate working together and celebrate the idea of universal peace. And all this started in Cincinnati, and it didn't stop here. Because what we started here has gone on to many other cities. I've gone around and I've founded Indian community choirs in several cities in North America and one in Europe. And we brought Shanti to life in Houston in collaboration with the United Nations International Choir and in the Lehigh Valley as well. So this is the 10th year of Shanti and the 20th year of Indian choral singing in Cincinnati. So all this makes it very special. And yet another thing that makes it very special is the fact that we are celebrating the achievement of the Indian diaspora in the United States. The Indian diaspora has made a lot of contributions to science and technology and many other fields. And Shanti, through the idea of a multicultural musical production where many people of many different cultures come together to celebrate the, sing together and celebrate the message of universal peace, is a celebration of the Indian diaspora.
I know that you've been featured on a program on NPR in addition to WVXU.
That's right.
And I'm wondering, do you, in your heart of hearts, how big do you want this to be? How far do you want it to expand?
That's a great question. When we started all this in 1994, we didn't realize that it was going to get this big. And when we did Shanti in 2004, we didn't know that we would be celebrating its 10th anniversary. So now I think we can be bold enough and say that we would like to see the 25th celebration of Shanti, where it probably happens in the United Nations or in the White House or something like that. And I really think that the leadership that we have shown in Cincinnati should extend to other cities as well, where we should facilitate. We should be the leader in promoting more multicultural choral collaborations across the country and across the world.
I wish you so much luck with this. You just, your enthusiasm, your passion, I'm sure, will carry it well beyond the 25th anniversary.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
It's delightful to talk with you tonight. I've been talking with Kanik Kanakeswaran about the performance of Shanti, A Journey of Peace. It will be at the Aronoff on Saturday, April 5th at 8 p.m. You will find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.